You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Can't say it enough to everyone who came out to our happy hour on Friday afternoon up in the 800 zone. People came out to Arvada from all over. And it wasn't just people in Arvada. We heard from people who came down from Evergreen. One person who talked to me said they came up from just north of Colorado Springs. That's a haul.
Yes, very much so.
And it was just such a great turnout with wonderful people. I cannot thank people enough for the gifts they brought, because that's not necessary.
Very nice thing. I posted a picture of, did you post your socks? One listener brought us socks, which was great.
They're the greatest.
She brought me pickup truck socks, which was awesome.
mine say, big ol' word nerd.
Hey, right on.
I'm going to be so wearing them this week, I'm excited about it.
It was great. I mean, this thing started at 4 o'clock, and when I walked in the door, there was already a line of listeners that had come out, and it was just nonstop. I think I finally left at about 7:15 or so.
Great.
I think is when I finally bounced. And there was still people coming in looking for us at that time, and I had to apologize. Like, I'm so sorry. I've been here since 4. I gotta go. It is so nice meeting you, but I'm going now.
One of the listeners, I want to say his name is Brian, and I'm kicking myself for not getting a business card from him or something like that, so I apologize. He brought me a sticker thing that actually traveled on the International Space Station.
Yeah.
And it came with a certificate of authenticity from NASA showing how many miles, it's something like 11.2 million miles, mm-hmm. that this thing traveled on the space station, then came back down, and now I have it. And
it's really neat.
I said, listen, I'm going to frame this, okay? Some mm-hmm. people, that's why I am a big space nerd and science nerd. I'm going to frame this and find a place for it in my house. So
I will send you his info. He's friends on Facebook with us, so I know who he is.
Is it Brian?
I believe it's Brian. He works in sort of space program for, it's either CU or CSU. I don't remember which college. But
yeah, I want that information. I need to write to him.
And then somebody brought us coins. Did you get the coin from the Adams County Sheriff Department?
Yes,
too?
I've been that deputized. Was neat.
Yes, that's pretty cool. listeners were buying us drinks. And, you know, that schoolhouse bar is incredible. I have never been there. And what a unique, fun venue.
It's fun. Did you get any chance to walk around the rest
of it? I did poke my head in a few of the rooms. Really neat. The bar is made of all pencils. All the pencils underneath the glass there. It's the greatest place, man.
Yeah, it was really fun. Nice. Thanks to everybody. One of the people that I want to highlight is a listener named Kate. She showed up with her family. In fact, I ended up posting a photo to our Dom and Jeremy Facebook page with her and one of her little ones.
Oh, yeah.
Who was.
Well, they have three kids. They brought their
2 years
kids
old,
in.
Maybe, or something.
Yeah.
And he was not happy. He was ready to go. And it's a funny photo where he's kind of throwing a fit.
Yeah.
But the reason I want to highlight that is Kate and her family lost everything in the Marshall Fire. I mean, their house burned down.
Gonzo, yeah.
And they have been slowly rebuilding their lives and came out to join us. And that just was touching to me. All the wonderful things that she has sent to us through email and such. So a salute to Kate and her family, because I can't even imagine what that would be like to see your house burned down,
horrible.
You lost everything.
It'd be absolutely
what do you
horrible.
Do? And like, what do you do with your life? You have the clothes that are on your back.
That's it. And then three kids, you know, and two of which were twins, and she's made a name for herself on our show before because she called many years ago. Well, not many years. I mean, what is it? What are they? One or two? Anyway, we joked with her when she called, and she said she was having twins, and we told her to name them Dom and Jeremy. So when she came in, she actually introduced her twins as Dom, and this one was Jeremy. And Jeremy was the fussy one. So good family, good people, man. Really
so
nice.
So good times, and we want to thank everyone for coming up. Now, for those of you who are saying, when are you coming to our part of town? We've already mentioned this a few times, that we're trying to work our way clockwise around the metro area. And now that we went Highlands Ranch up to the Belmar area, up to Arvada, I am strongly pushing, and I'll talk Jeremy into this.
Yeah,
I want our next one to be in Thornton.
It's kind of far.
Because I want to visit the people who eat their dead.
Yeah, we can make it to Thornton, I think. I mean, my mother-in-law's up there. I know the trek. I know it well.
So, right. So many Thornton people are reaching out to us these days that I think our next one should probably be there.
They'll have a lot to live up to, because this last one that we had, by far the best one.
Thank you.
By
I was going to say that.
Were you? Like, okay.
I don't know how any part of town is going to be able to outdo this.
It'll be hard to beat. It was so good.
The Arvada people showed up loud and proud.
Yes, they did.
But I'm thinking maybe Thornton, and then after that, Denver, then Aurora, and then Castle Rock.
Yeah, I'll probably try to hit Castle Rock, too. Yeah.
So if we did that, that's a loop around the entire city.
And then we'll just start over.
And then we start over.